Shalmi Shvius Daf Chav Zayin, the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah discusses the halakha that a person went ahead and did work his field on Shvius. Not that he planted it, but he did things to prepare the field for planting, for plowing or planting. And over in Isser, so there's a knas, there's a punishment that one gets. And the question is, what is the malacha that he did? And as to the extent of how far this the penalty goes. So the Mishnah discusses the idea of what a person did, what kind of malacha a person did. Obviously, it has to be that he did nisa deraisa. He did something that would be considered a maisa iser on shvius, or even if it's not an actual maisa deraisa of iser, but it's something that's considered an actual real maisa that does make a difference to the betterment of the field, even if it's not a din, one of the dalad malachos of plowing, of sowing, zriya, harisha, etc. Even if it's not one of the deraisa dika malachos, but it's something that does help the betterment of the field. Then the question is whether what the onish is and when do you get an onish. So let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shenis kapsa dizora lemotzi shvius. A field that a person cleared of thorns during shvius. The luck is, tis lemotzi shvius. We don't punish you, and you're able to go ahead and plant in the following year in shvius. You're allowed to go ahead and plant in the eighth year, you're allowed to do. He took away the things, says the Marfulda, you remove thorns from the field in shvius, even though your person should not do that. But if you did it, they didn't give you a knas, and you were able to go ahead to do it. Now the question is, what are we talking about you doing over here? Are we talking about you took loose things, the Mishlur brings down, the machlik is in the Gemara, we're going to see whether the thorns that you pulled out were loose, detached, or is actually detached ones where you're actually going to rip it out from the ground, which is going to clearly better the ground, make the ground better. You touch the ground itself, and therefore would be, some say that would be considered usur. We'll see that in the Gemara. So again, a person cleared field, that does not, it's not a knas. This is something that's not really bettering the field. It's not really doing anything. It's not really, you still can't plow the field now. You still can't plant anything. You have a lot more work to be done. So it's very preliminary thing that you did, which you shouldn't have done. But if you did it, we don't punish you. We don't punish you. There's no knas. However, person Taka made his field better. He improved his field. Or he had animals go and made a corral, a pen for them. The animals should go in the field. Then I'll look if we punish you that you can't go ahead and plant until the year after Shvius, until after the eighth year. What did you do? My father says that you actually did a good plowing. You normally, says the my father, normal plowing is four times. Four times is considered normal plowing. He went ahead, it's already plowed before Shvius. Now you come along and you did it a fifth or sixth time. So now you made it better, the ground, you softened the ground even better for planting. That's Netaiva. That would be considered Aser, and if that, you'd be punished. Or Shnadaira, you made a corral for your animals. The idea would be that the animals would fertilize the animals. You're putting it the animals there in order that they should have their waste go in the ground, and therefore it'll better it the field because now it'll be fertilizing the entire field. So therefore that would be usur, and therefore on any of those things that were done, halacha is that we would go ahead and say you cannot go ahead and benefit from it. And we give you a knas that you can't use the field, do anything in the field, plant anything in the field, plow the field until after the eighth year. You lose a year by doing this. You have to leave it alone the entire eighth year because you can't do anything. Now, some say in the eighth year you can do some things in order to prepare for the ninth year, and some say you can't do anything on the eighth year. That would be a question with the Raisa de Rabbanon, what is permitted to do so? So, halakha would be clearly, it's a din and act. Why is this thing must? What's the malacha, the Raisa of having an animal go there, fertilize the field? There's no malacha there you're doing. But since Lamaisa, it's a tremendous benefit to the field, it's an act, it's a Maisa Gadol, that's an act, it's a significant act that you're doing, or plowing the field, doing a good plow or additional level of plowing. So again, that's a very important aspect to the field, and therefore it's making it better. And therefore, the halacha is we punish you, knas, that you have to wait till the following year. So the shenitayva, Gus is a field that was better, that you improved, that you improved, you plowed it during Shvius and you improved it. So when it says, yet some fruit grew on Shvius year, what the halacha is that you're allowed to eat that or not. In other words, you punish you, you can't work the field. But maybe the fruit that you grew on that year, that you'd be allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says, Beishamai says, Ein Ochlin, Machmir, that you cannot eat the fruit that grew that year. And Basil says, Omer Malkum, Basil says you can't eat it. So therefore, the question is, if you would have the fruit that grew, do we say that we give you a knas that even the aniyim, nobody's allowed to eat from that field? Rashi Mislur brings down Beishamai Katsina Afilu Aniyim Lo Sanim Achid. Since you benefit, since the fruit grew there, came from a maisa shvius, a maisa that was usher on shvius. Therefore, nobody can eat it. Even the aniyim would not be allowed to eat it. Of course, you can't sell it; you can eat it yourself. But even the aniyim would not be able to eat it. And Basil says no, that maisa did not usher. It's only the owner that we punish. You can't. We don't let you do any more malacha, and you can't do it for the owner. We punish him that that you can't do anything to the field until the after the eighth year. But the produce that grew, that for other people to eat, that we would not daneim, etc., we would not be allowed to, would not be considered a problem, and it'd be mutter for to be able to eat. Moshe explains that we said sivchal tzichal or siksar. It's only where a person did a little bit here, where a person goes on sviches shvi is only a dig rabbanon, and we would answer it. And therefore, we would not answer it so far. To be able to go ahead and eat this thing that far, we don't make it usher. That much of a gzera we would not do. We would not make it that it's usher. Therefore, the fruit, but still the fruit be mutter to do. So the Mishnah continues. But what about, the Mishnah says, in a case of a field, Beishami Omim, and Ochlin Peir Shvias Betova. You can't go and eat Shvias Betova on another field because of a Betova. It's a favor to the field's owner. In other words, you're going to go ahead and you did something, you're going to eat, you're going to directly benefit from a person's field, you're allowing him to benefit from yours. You're going to say, I'm going to eat yours, and you're going to eat mine. So therefore, you're getting, or you're thanking him for giving you the fruit. Any type of hatava, that is considered usher to do, and even expressing gratitude, emachzikin tova lebayla said rachman lafkir. Now, Rabbanan made it hefker, but field during shvias is hefker, which means there's no owner. That's where anybody could come and take from there. And therefore, if you're going to thank the owner for eating, that means you are accepting that he's an owner. It's not shvias. And therefore, halacha is you're not allowed to do that. Emachzikin. But still said no, but tova mashal tova. We can eat the shvias produce. Whether you eat it, you say thank you. Don't say thank you. You're allowed to do that because that's I lemaisa. We're afraid that if you go ahead and you say thank you, people think that you're doing it for him, that you benefit directly from it. Basil is not concerned about that. Expressing a gratitude, saying a thank you, a tova, is not enough to say that when you're kosher, you're going to work the field. No one's going to think that therefore you work the field for that. And if Basil says, Lobatova, that would be considered a chilif dam, you're allowed to do it. It's like my Vida Aimer, chilif dam, change the opinions around. Chilif advarim, there's really Basil was the one who said that you can't eat the shvias, and Basil Shami says the one you can't eat shvias. Zem makuli beishamai, makuli mebisil. This is the other way around, and Basil is machme, Basil is beishamai is makel, and this is one of the shitas that we hold. The difference is normally Basil is makel, beishamai is machmir. And it's one of the cases where we say makule, we turn it around, and we'll see why we turn it around in a minute. The beishamai here, that Beisham is a kula Beisil the Chumra. This Rav Yehuda's opinion, and we do not paskin like Rav Yehuda's opinion. And we go to the original gears of the Mishnah that Beisil is Mekel, and we paskin like Beisil. We paskin like Beisil, and that's the way the Rishonim seem to paskin. And we'll see why the Rav Yehuda has this opinion. So the Gemara says the. Mishnah says that a field that was cleared of thorns, halakha is you're allowed to go in the sofit right after the eighth year. We're not considered, it's not a real improvement to the field, mash en kain. If you plowed the field or the animals, you built a corral for the field and the waste went on the field, that would be considered aser. That in Bavel, we said that a field means you took off the thorns. But in Eretz Yisrael, they say Misha Karash. To on a field that the time it was plowed, and the thorns are already loose. In other words, that's a nafkamina. Says the Mafla. What's the difference? In Bavel, they said that it means that you took the thorn, you removed the thorns from the field. But in Eretz Yisrael, they explained that skafsa means that it was already plowed, the field. The thorns were already removed by the plow. They're loose lying on the ground, and you just remove them from the ground. That is the way in Eretz Yisrael they learned the lashon of the Mishnah of the Eretz Yisrael, what you're allowed to do. So the Gemara said that would be different ways to learn the halacha, exactly what took place in the Mishnah, what the case in the Mishnah was. So the Gemara says, so what did the field, what do you mean when you say the field was improved? It was the tayu, the taiva. What exactly would you do? You can't say you plowed over a field, because that's already niskatsu, means you plowed it over and the thorns became loose. So at least according to the Chachmi Bavel, so we say the Rabbanan learned that kotsim means that you physically removed the kotsim from the ground. They were attached and you removed them. So that's nand. Tavayu means you plowed it. Kona Chachamim means it was plowed and the thorns were already loose. You just removed the loose thorns. So what does it exactly mean that the Mishsad Shenetaiva? So Gemara says, two ways to explain it. Gemara says, Kolam Choshen Pamagas. Everyone plows one time. He went and tried it a second time. He did two. If he did better, made the field even better, smoothed it even better. And if Rabbanan say, Shneskatsu means you plowed it once, you took off the thorns, got loosened. And Shnestaiva means you did it a second time. So therefore, the halakha is the first plowing. It doesn't really do very much to the field. If it's not the knas, there's no knas. To say that's also, you can go ahead and work the field and trees here. However, if you mayata the field, you made the field better, you plowed it a second time, then it's also for you to work the field the second year. That's the way the Gemara learns the contract of Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. It's like it's really too. The Chachamim say over in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to go ahead and plow one time on Shvius. That's the way you interpret the Gemara, that's permitted. There's no knas on that they will allow you to bitmiya, says the Marfold. Mashmech harisha achs muteres? Is he mutal akhid with Shvius? Is a mutter in Eretz Yisrael to plow the field on Shvius? Of course he can't do it. So I can say that's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, it must be something else. What are we talking about? Amar Rav Yosi, in the case of Bavil, Gemara says, they on the kids' mission, there was no government, there was no Malkus. There was no government that forced people to work their fields. In order to go ahead and be able to go ahead and pay their tax, they had to work their fields. Therefore, they said, even one time is considered an Aser. Well, even if you did all plowing, even the first plowing is you're over an Aser. You get it, it's a Knas. But Baruch Ben Eretz Yisrael, Malkus Anasas, the government forces people to work their fields so they can pay taxes. Therefore, they made you go ahead and plow the field the first time. And if you plowed the field the first time, you had to work the field. Mamela, therefore, that's not that we don't give you a knas on that. There was no issue on that. They did not. If you did that thing, you would not go ahead and make you glad. You can go ahead and work the field in the eighth year. However, you did a second time. You made the field better. You made after the field. You did it a second time. That's already something that the more that's not required. And if you did that, therefore. That would be considered usher, and there we'd make it a kanas. In that case, it would be considered usher, and you'd not be able to work the field on the second year. Machasov Senna says the Mafulda, they have to go plow the field. That they can't, if you can't usher because they made you do it. But on the second part, that you did on your own, that they didn't force you to do, that we have to give you a knas. But in Bavil, where there was no knas, they didn't know anything. Even the first thing, you can't even do the first thing. There was no one, they didn't have any concept of Malkus forcing you to do that. And therefore, even the first plowing would be considered also to do. Therefore, the Gemara says, if that's the case in the Mishnah, then we have to understand what changed. Gemara says, Rishona Issa Malkus on the sentence originally, when the Issa was in the days in the company, made a takana, and he said the decree takana was that you have to go work the field. So then the Allah is exerts Malkus. So then we say that, therefore, they force people to work the fields. And Rabbi Yanai, she Yechoshan, Rishon Rishona, Rabbi Yanai, in that case, you have no choice. Rabbi Yanai was masking that to fill, they'll be able to go with the tax, do with the taxes what they want you to do because you have to work your field. He was mad to them to plow the field one time on Shvius because of the force of the government that were forcing you to do that, it would be considered what's to do. Therefore, it would be they would have to go ahead and allow you to do that. Avyana said they allowed you to go ahead in order to be able to go ahead and the things be able to go right away. You have to pay them taxes. You have to pay taxes. You have to work your field and whatever came out of it, you have to pay them for. So if we allowed you to take a plowing now in the seventh year, so that right away you'd be able to go ahead and with the first zriya, be able to come and pay the government and pay the tax that you own. That was the way the Gemara understood, Rav Yanai understood it. Now the Gemara says, however, once they stopped the decree, it was no more decree, and now there was no more decree to work the field the first time, and if you don't have to plow your field, you don't have to pay taxes on it, so now, even the first time should be aser. Therefore, tad mashmei hameyavid, after this, the decree was removed, was mavid, they removed the decree of forcing everyone to have to pay the taxes right away. Chamito nomi the kavaitun, Rav Yana went ahead and saw that people shouldn't have stopped and go ahead. There was no reason to do that. They should be able to stay. There was no reason to plow the field. And I saw them, but they were kaveya. It was permanent that what they did is, so they were plowing during Shavuot because the same thing applied. They didn't change, even though the government didn't require them, they still did it. Amalone said to them, no, Aisa Sholakon. What I imagine you did only did it because of the Isser that came. Now I never mattered it to you. Me the Sharulakhan, go back to the original Isser that to go only to do that. The Miyan Kavatan, you're therefore you're mistakenly you're doing it. You think it's there, it's Kavua, it's not Kavua. It's not us, it's us to do that. It's only was a temporary thing, and therefore you can continue to do that. Says the Mafula to explain. The other Exeshma, when the Kzera was removed away, so Yana says, I saw you still plowing the fields. You can't do that. I never mattered it to you, only mattered it to you then because of the Kzera, because of the Yisurim that you had. But now the other Xera, Chazalim Komo, the back Isa comes in, you can't plow on Shvias, and it's us to do that. And if you do it, I'm going to give you a Xera, make it also a Knas, that you won't be able to do anything in your field totally for the entire 8th year. So the Gemara says, Hamra Abavu, Beyazid, Rakomend Abavu, he asked him a Shaila. He asked the Shaila. Gemara says, what did he ask a Shaila? Lo can Amar Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shimon. Then Rabbi Yochanan goes ahead and said, "Name Rabbi Zeir Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shimon made a tzaddik. Name that but Nimnu Balias Beis Nitza Belud. Chum took a vote on this matter and decided in the Belud in the attic of Nitza, the house in Lud, where the Chum got together and they made a meeting place. The Tanam got together to make Zeiras. A kol terkul the entire term. And I am Yom Lagali Yisrael. Laver Lakas Kol Kitzma Torah. Chutz Mevodah Shavuot Damim Yarugal Yaver. You should allow himself to be killed and you should allow himself to be killed. You should be over the Isser and don't let yourself be killed because the Torah says v'chai behem. You can't do that. So therefore, the Galakas, by anything you do except for those three Averas, anything you do, you're supposed to do the Avera and don't let yourself get killed. So the question is, then what's the Gzeira of Yanai? How did Tema, that we said originally, said Beinol Be'atzmo? It was a person who was forced between himself to do Barabim. But it's a Barabim, if it's a Kala, if it's a Dhamma the Rabim, even if it's the smallest mitzvah, you have to go and you can't do it because of Chil Hashem. You don't listen to them. You allow yourself to get killed. Or go and look to Babi's Akhra, like Lunas and Babi's brother, they did the following. Maisa happened. They got him offering them water in a colored glass. Look at what they didn't accept it. Because why? They already gave up their lives rather than to do something that was not allowed to be done. They're robbing him. You can't do that, even with the smallest thing. So how could Rav Yanai say you can go ahead and blow out on the plow because it was Xera during Shvias? They're going to go ahead, they would make him pay because it's not Xera. If you don't pay taxes, you are b'mchuyv misa. But l'maisa, something barabim you're to do. That was the kasha. How could Rav Yanai make a gzeira? May says halacha that they allowed them, b'smatanem, to go ahead and barabim to plow the fields the first in Shvias, the first time. Because since they had to go ahead and pay the taxes and everything would grow back earlier, the second time he didn't allow them, but the first time he did. And only later when the gzeira was rescinded, he said, now you can't do it anymore. The question is, how is he allowed to do it to begin with? And halacha is that you're not supposed do anything, but Rabbim, even the smallest thing is all. Even the smallest thing at all, you can't go ahead. And and therefore the people, the Jews didn't drink from a colored bag, a colored cup, a colored kli, and therefore they refused to drink the water because it was in the colored. It looked like it was Yayin Nesek. It looked like you were going ahead. They were giving them Yayin Nesek. They were drinking wine from a guy, even though it wasn't. But it looked like it was, and if for the chum they made exer, you can't drink from anything that's colored. That it shouldn't be clear. That should like water. You can see it's clear. If it's a colored gezer, it looks like it's wine. It's like you're drinking yayin nesek. So if it would be aser. So if we see that you can't do but the smallest mitzvah you can't do. They allowed themselves to be killed. So how could Yanai make an exer and say you're allowed to do that? How are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara says the Rash Mishlur says even more than that. He says it's even more of a kasha, but rather. He asked from Yanai, because the Maisi says that the halacha is even Svakala. He brings down the halacha is that Rav Yanai himself was one of the people who was let there, one of the people in that who made the gezeira, one of the chachamim in the attic over there that made the gezeira. So how could you go ahead and say, allow over here to do that? What was the heter of Yanai? The governor wasn't doing it in order to go ahead to Bishmata, give him to violate the Isatayra, it's kind of like McNally, they wanted to do their taxes. It wasn't a religious thing, it was only a forget to get money. Therefore, the halakha is you allowed to do that. In other words, if the Einachanami, the halakha would be. be. It was done for the purpose of Shmaid, for Shmad, then in Hanami. If that was the purpose, then he would have to go with Yosef, got killed, even the smallest thing. And Rav Yana never would be allowed it. But there, it wasn't for that reason. It was only to make money. It was a kanas. It was for taxes. They wanted money for it. And therefore, he allowed them to do that. Says the Marfula, Shani, lo yisa kavan as a malchus kid love you and das and Torah. Didn't want it to be over in Nisar Torah, to violate the Torah, to show the rebellion against the Torah, because that would be, no, it's only a tax. And for a tax, you're not mechuyev to give your life for. And therefore, they were allowed to go ahead and even to do this thing. To say, you can plow, even though plowing is also on Shvias. He allowed them to do that. Because the fact that it was not done for Torah Shmad, but only for money purposes, and therefore this would not be a violation of that, what the Chachamim were misaking, that public something publicly would have to go ahead and violate the Iser Torah. And therefore, in such a case, that's why Rav Yana allowed them to do that, and Mashen Ken, in a case where it would be something of an actual Iser Torah. Gemara says, "Kamei Rabim." When we say to the Rabim that you have to give your life up, what's the Rabim? What is it called, the Rabim? Rabbi Kishri Amin, Asar, 10 people's a Rabim. Niksiv, it says in the Pasik, Chumash, Inkdash was open to Israel. Then the Kamei Israel refers to 10 Jewish men. And therefore, when you have 10 Jewish men, that's called a Rabim. So if a person goes ahead and a guy wants, says, will kill a Jew, if he doesn't violate even a Dindu Rabbanon, even the smallest halacha, otherwise he's going to kill him, and if it's in front of 10 people, that's a Chil Hashem, and therefore for that, a person will have to allow himself to get killed, even for the smallest type of Avera, not only the big three, but even the smallest of the Averas that we have, would be, obviously, Nikdash B'Sop B'nei Yisrael, that would be a Nisr, you would have to go ahead, and give your life for over, and that's the chiddush that we learned out. Mikdash b'sof b'nei Yisrael, referring to the din of the Meraglim, that 10 is the b'nei Meraglim, was called an Eda, was called the Keila, was called the group, and therefore we learn out from the story of the Meraglim, that would be considered the tzibur, the rabbi, the Eda, that would personally be responsible to take his life for, and that is the case that we learn from over there, from Kairach. The case of Kairach, the Kairach was separated from the Toka Eda, by Kairach is what the Rosh Mishulah brings down, Marafulda brings down. That was the where we see the din of, because it was 12 Dilmas HaKarot, even by the case of the 10 people, it was Kelev and Yeshua, brings down the idea by the Meraglim, but the brings down the idea by Kairach, says the Pasuk, separate from this Eda, referring to the Eda of this Kairach, and therefore 10 is the number that normally would be the so we see the halacha would be the amount that you would have to go ahead and to do this. And now this Lamaisa, we're going to see that the halacha is that there's certain averos. The Gemara is going to go into the sugya now of when we talk about the inyan of being mashmin, being able to give your life, what's considered kiddush Hashem in front of 10 or not, in what scenarios was it allowed, and what cases was not allowed. We'll see that coming up. The Gemara is a fascinating Gemara coming up.